A historic gateway to Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Parks is making a comeback this summer after a fire devastated its downtown business district in December of 2014, burning down four buildings. Correspondent Leslie Stratmon has more.
Rising from the ashes in Dubois after a void of more than 2 years is a one-story building that stretches across a city block, built of cedar to fit in with the town's western look. Mayor Twyla Blakeman says the new building is a welcome replacement for the black hole left by the fire that destroyed several downtown businesses, including a landmark, Stewart's Trapline Gallery.
That was heartbreaking, especially for little Kit Stewart, and was a very beautiful little place full of artifacts and many, many paintings and artwork. Kit, of course, she's older and she just hasn't had the energy to start up again.
She could, says the mayor, because miraculously the jewelry survived.
The fire came through the ceiling of the studio, and it was so cold when they put the water on, it encased the showcases in ice, and so she didn't lose a whole lot of her jewelry. Most of the turquoise jewelry she was able to get back.
Blakeman says other stores destroyed by the fire, like the Mart, which featured several vendors, will also be missed. But at this point, she's looking to the future and the promise the new building will bring.
I can't help but think they're just going to be a wonderful asset to our community.
Property owner Jeff Sussman says there are now three new spaces which can be subdivided to accommodate more businesses. Two, he says, are already rented to a pharmacy and a photo gallery, and he's negotiating for a Western clothing store. The New York real estate developer says he's been invested in Dubois for 30 years now, since he purchased the Diamond D Ranch there.
It didn't occur to us not to rebuild it. Financially, it was not the brightest thing to do, but I will create as good a financial situation as possible to hopefully get them to ultimately own the properties.
He found Dubois and the ranch when he heard an inner calling to the West.
We took one of those great leaps of faith because the fellow who told us about it said, but it's in a great little town and the getting there is a great experience. If you fly to Riverton or you fly to Jackson, the drive's beautiful, which it certainly is from Jackson. It's spectacular. It's been a great, great thing.
Now he hopes the rebuild will be a great investment for others and believes a mercantile or artist mart might be a good fit.
This is a small town, but it's got a great number of craftspeople. Well, I think somebody could curate some of those in a mart. Like, I'd love to see somebody who knew how to do that.
Considering the little town in the Wind River Mountains doubles in size with vacationers over the summer months, Sussman hopes other entrepreneurs will see the business potential and take a leap of faith like he did those many years ago. Businesses are set to open in the new building on the 1st of July. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Leslie Stratmon.